Hey, how you doing? Thor here. It's a Woodland Walk podcast, but sadly, the Spaniels aren't with me, so I just look like that dodgy guy hanging around the woods. You might hear the beautiful bird song in the background. Yeah, I did a post yesterday, let's see if I can find it, on LinkedIn, about, so it was negotiating for a higher salary on offer of role is ... And then the options, it was a poll, the options were rude, they know your value, and then obvious, know your own worth. And lastly, it's complicated, please comment. So 85% of people said, obvious, of course you'd negotiate for a higher salary. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because I have a lot of conversations with people who are super nervous to negotiate when they get made an offer. In fact, that whole concept of how much you're worth, it's a tricky one. I was working with a really relatively senior level person who, when I said, well, what are you worth? What is your salary expectation? And don't get me wrong, this wasn't first conversation. We'd had a few conversations and they said 120,000 a year. And I said, really? And then after a few seconds, he said, well, actually, I would want 150,000 a year. That's what I'm worth. I said, well, why didn't you say 150,000 then? Why did you say 120,000? I'm not even offering you a role. And you've talked yourself out of 30,000 a year. And he said, well, you know, I was just waiting for the teeth sucking moment and the, are you really worth that pushback? Well, okay. If you're worth it, you surely need to state that that is what you're worth. So I guess what I'm saying is that that person, relatively senior level, commercially very experienced, was still fearful when it came to negotiating his personal conditions. He's fine if he's negotiating a contract for the company, but to state your own worth seems to be a lot harder for people. So despite the fact that 85% of poll respondents are saying, yeah, of course I'd negotiate, do you really feel confident to negotiate? Are you really ready for that awkward or feeling, perception of awkward conversation? It reminds me, I did a TEDx talk in Aberdeen in 2012. Yes, there was a TEDx in Aberdeen in 2012. I was invited to speak at it, and the concept was coffee shop confidence, but the whole point of it was about putting yourself in awkward situations so that you're more confident to negotiate or to deal with a tough pitch situation. And, you know, feel free to watch the TEDx and let me know what you think. Basically, the awkward situation to put yourself in and have a bit of fun with is negotiating over a cup of coffee, as in trying to get a deal on a cup of coffee. And it's not to actually get the deal, that doesn't matter. The whole purpose of it is actually to learn to handle those awkward conversations. Anyway, I'd love to hear what you think. I mean, for me, negotiating a salary, of course, it doesn't happen that often typically, especially if you're in a role for a few years. You know, in a whole career, you might only have to be in that situation a handful of times. But the thing to remember, I guess, a couple of things. One is the people hiring you are hiring you because they respect you and think you're smart and be good at the job. So why wouldn't they expect you to be savvy enough to negotiate on the salary? The chances are they're not offering you their best case scenario, highest possible salary straight away, because they expect you to be smart enough to counter offer. That's one thing to remember. And no, they won't be offended if you say a number that's higher than they can pay. They just won't be. It's not actually their money, as a rule. The people you're negotiating with, they've got a budget, but it's not their personal money. Not like you're taking their kids' lunch money. Anyway, I had a situation recently working with a fairly senior lawyer who felt they might be underpaid, and we did a little benchmarking exercise. And what that did is make them realize that yes, they were pretty seriously underpaid, and it also unearthed an offer of another role with a competitor firm. And we played it diplomatically, but basically we've ended up in a situation where this lawyer is now getting paid a bit more than they were, inverted commas, worth according to the benchmarking. But the company they worked for, I'm not sure if they were aware they were underpaying her or not, but they certainly are now, and they are valuing her properly, as far as I'm concerned. And that's something I can and have helped people with, because it's tough. You know, it does feel personal. It does feel like you're going to offend people or upset people. Strange how money can get into our emotion like that. People say, oh, I don't really care about money, I'm not money motivated, but it is crucially important to life. Just like food, you need money. And toilet roll, of course, that's super important to life, as we all found out during lockdown one. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. If you're not already connected on LinkedIn, connect with me there. Also on Instagram, more pictures of me and usually the Spaniels. Not just me stumbling around the woods on my own like I am today. And I'll look forward to catching up with you soon. Cheers now.